European qualification in the world of football. Northern Ireland had a big win. Well, when I say big win, 2-1 over Belarus. Massive game, this one. The Netherlands went down at home to Germany, 2-3. Germany winning that one, 3-2 against the Netherlands. Wales had a 1-0 win. Hungary, 2-1 over Croatia. We've got plenty of Croatian listeners. They won't be happy with that. Hungary, 2-1 over Croatia. And they were the other ones. They were the main ones in those Euro qualifiers. Good morning, Robbie.
Morning.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad, guys. Not too bad.
Is the Ollie Roos, mate, are doing it easy at the moment? Two victories?
Yeah, well, we knew the first two games were going to be the wins. And it was just a question. Sorry, that should be better for you.
It is.
Was a question of how much. Now, the crucial thing overnight is because of the withdrawal of Pakistan for obvious reasons, the final place in all the groups is irrelevant. So whoever finishes bottom of the group, and in this case it'll be Chinese Taipei, the score becomes irrelevant, their points becomes irrelevant. So it's basically a top three. Now, what's happened is we beat Cambodia 6-0, and Korea overnight beat Cambodia 6-1. So we've got a better goal difference for them against Cambodia. Now, that is crucial. So now all we'll need is a draw against South Korea in the final game rather than having to beat them to finish top of the table, which would be great news.
Yeah, that would be terrific. And we'd love to have them back involved at the Olympic Games. I mean, as a thrill, Robbie, you got to play at the Olympics, didn't you?
Yeah, it's all they are golden generation. Like all the players, if you go back, that's where all the players that stepped up into the national thing. That's one of our problems. I did a column on it last week. We need to qualify for Olympic Games. It's a major tournament, under-23s now. I played in the last one that was always in Seoul in 1988. But if you go back through the years, Barcelona, we were semi-finalists, we were quarter-finalists in Seoul. Anyway, the important thing is that it was always a stepping stone into the national team, and we've lost that. We haven't qualified since Beijing.
No, and that's what I like about Arnie. He's bringing that back, giving the pathways programs a bit of relevance, and making you understand the sense of pride and the passion you need to play for Australia. Because a lot of these guys, mate, they go overseas and then they come back into the shirt. And yes, they're passionate, but if they get a greater understanding of what it is about the Australian values when they're, you know, growing and coming through that system, I reckon it'll help.
100%. I think in the last, and to be fair, I think it started with Gus Iddink. I know we called him Aussie Gus, and he was there for a reason that we needed him at that time. I think we've lost ourselves a little bit since then with foreign coaches. Of course, we did have Anz finally that came in, and then Arnie now an Australian coach. But I think we lost a little bit of our identity. We got told by, when the Dutch came over and took over technical director and tried to change the whole system, they closed the AIS. We don't have a national training center. We were told that, you Aussies think fighting in spirit is important. And they told us, no, it's not. It's more important to play well and to look good and don't worry about the result. They told us, they told our kids that the winning wasn't important. Excuse me, we're Aussies. We do, fighting spirit is part of our culture, and not only football, but in the way we live. And winning is important to teach kids. Of course, you've got to win in the right way. You must know how to lose, but don't tell kids that it's not important to win. Of course it is. And anyway, that's snowballed, I think, into the current day where, there was some A-League players, guys that said, when Arnie spoke, pick this team, and even my great mate Bozza said, it wasn't worth them missing a game in the A-League to play for their country. And I'm sorry, but, that's the way it is. Of course, one A-League game doesn't, for me, the hope of making a major tournament like the Olympics, I think whether you're a football supporter or not, everyone gets to going to the Olympics is kind of cool and kind of massive. So missing one A-League for proper preparation was always okay by me.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, the more you can get yourself in that squad, the more regular you turn out, the more hope you are becoming a Olympian, which sounds pretty special to me, Robbie. Hey, Robbie, ramifications. What does this actually mean when you've got Hungary, which is 52 in the world, beating Croatia, which got to the World Cup final?
Yeah, that's a big surprise. Big surprise. Hungary, very famous. A long, long, long time ago, they were with one of the most greatest players that ever played the game, French Puskas. But we're going back a long time. So that is a massive upset. And yeah, Croatia World Cup finalists. So, you know, that's what Euro qualifiers can do. They can throw up surprises.
Thanks, Rob.
Good on you guys. See you up, mate.